Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Even as questions swirl around his role within Tata Trusts, industrialist Venu Srinivasan is making a bold new bet elsewhere. Hansini Karthik reports that the TVS Group patriarch is set to acquire a 9.99% stake in Jan Small Finance Bank, his first direct investment in a bank. The proposed 500 crore rupees investment is expected to strengthen Jan Small Finance Bank's capital position, and sources said the move should be seen as a financial investment. Despite war clouds on the economy, deal-making activity remains brisk. Cognizant has joined the race to acquire healthcare technology services provider Citius Tech after private equity contenders Temasek and Chris Capital exited the process, reports Ashwin Mohan and Chandra R. Shrikant. Separately, Ashwin Mohan reports that the contest for re-sustainability has narrowed to five suitors, a consortium of TPG, CPPIB and NIIF, alongside Blackstone, Advent International, I2 Capital and Bain Capital. India is rethinking its energy security plans. Meghna Mittal and Arunima Bhardwaj report that the government is exploring the feasibility of a direct deep-sea pipeline from the UAE to reduce dependence on the Strait of Hormuz, a critical choke point for India's LNG and LPG imports from the Gulf. The backdrop is that the pressure on India's fuel retailers from selling products at a loss is becoming harder for the government to ignore. Stress-testing different pricing scenarios, Ishan Gera finds that petrol and diesel prices may need to rise by around 20% from current levels for oil retailers to return to last year's economics as soaring crude prices and a sharply weaker rupee squeeze margins. Current monthly under-recoveries are estimated at more than 55,000 crore rupees. A 2 rupees per litre increase in petrol prices would reduce those losses by a mere 3,300 crore rupees a month. The central government might step up scrutiny of gold imports from the UAE, Priyansh Verma and Adrija Chatterjee report. There are concerns that importers could use the concessional duty route following the recent hike in gold import duties. The issue could come up during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's official visit to the UAE on May 15th. Harshvi Pant writes that the PM's five-nation visit to the UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy will help India consolidate its partnerships amid structural churn in global alliances and reinforce India's multi-alignment approach. India's AI ecosystem is beginning to take shape. Tushar Goenka or Chandra Shrikant report that Sarvam AI's $300 million fundraising round will be led by HCL Technologies, which alone is expected to invest $150 million. Sunil Bharti Mittal used Bharti Airtel's latest earnings interaction to make a broader point about India Inc's priorities. He took a swipe at India's IT industry for prioritizing dividends and buybacks over acquisitions and the development of long-term capabilities. Danish Khan reports that the Airtel chairman said that Airtel will continue pursuing growth opportunities globally, even as it rewards shareholders. Mittal also said that he aims to consolidate promoter holdings and restore Bharti Telecom's controlling stake to above 50%. On succession, Mittal expects the next generation to take over the reins of the company in the coming decade. And finally, policy uncertainty briefly rattled sugar stocks on Thursday after the centre banned sugar exports until September 30th. Shares of Balrampur Chini, Triveni Engineering and Sri Renuka Sugars fell sharply before recovering some ground after the government clarified that exports to the US and European Union would still be allowed. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.